Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Stay up front. I kind of hate your radio show.
How often do you listen?
I don't know. Probably like 4 times a week.
Now, back to the show.
Hip, hip, hooray.
Yeah, this one right here goes out to all the babies, mamas.
Welcome back into Greggeth and Hooks on Leggett Sports Authority, ESPN FM 101.5, 1480. Big thanks to Marco D'Angelo for jumping on the show. Does a great job, a great, great, great job with us, and has been nice enough to jump on and do all the different picks. I'm excited because after this week, we tally this baby up to, I believe he'll do 7 NFL games is what he usually does.
Yep.
Which is really fun. So very excited to shift over to that and be doing that thing as we get into the final month of the NFL season, then you get into playoffs. It just a ton of fun. Mm-hmm. All right, so fantasy football, a lot of you guys are in your playoffs right now or about to get in your playoffs. Also, we all like to play daily fantasy, so that's the nice thing about daily fantasy is you're always available to be able to, you know, get into daily fantasy each week, and you always have a chance to win. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to give you some of our guys that we think are great picks for this week, but also we'll give you some names that maybe are lower on the list, because in daily fantasy, a lot of times, if you can find that guy who blows up and doesn't cost a lot, then you're going to end up being one of the big winners. So Hooksy, let's start with quarterbacks. Who is your guy this week?
Here's a guy that I really like this week, minus the normal suspects out there. It's unique. In Carolina right now, not that quarterback, but what just happened there with firing their coach and going on, and they're playing the Falcons in Atlanta. And if you look at Matt Ryan's still on pace to throw for over 4,000 yards in the season he's had, because you would say it's been a bad season, not only for them, but the Falcons. But his last four games, 311, 271, 312, and he's throwing for multiple touchdowns. I like Matt Ryan this week against Carolina.
Yeah, he's a good pick. Sam Darnold with the Jets, if you're looking for someone who's going to be cheap. Last week wasn't great, but the 2 weeks before that he's playing a Miami secondary that's been giving up a lot of yards. So Sam Darnold is a guy that I like this week. I think also, as you look around, don't be afraid to start any of the Chiefs players on offense. As far as Mahomes, Hill, and Kelsey go, they're playing the Patriots. I get it. I think they'll be just fine. So don't be afraid to start them. Some other guys that I like as I look around, Ryan Tannehill for Tennessee has been unbelievably consistent, and he's been very good fantasy-wise, taking on a Raiders team that still struggles, missing guys in their secondary. That game is played at Oakland, so you should get good weather that you're going to have out there. I like Tannehill this week as a top 10 play, so I think Tannehill could be a good guy.
Yep, one more I had out there who has found his groove and what he's doing. Mr. Consistent, who we talked about for a long time, Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins has found his way to be who we thought he was going to be throughout the season, and they got the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions been giving up points left and right.
Points left and right. I mean, again, like you look at Cousins, 223 touchdowns, 222 touchdowns, 319, 3 touchdowns, 276, 2 touchdowns. I like Kirk Cousins.
A player that I would hard fade on and has been a good fantasy player all season, I think has a nice career ahead of him, Kyler Murray playing Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh's defense, ooh, I know the Patriots defense, because of how they played the first 6-7 weeks, rightfully so, has gotten a lot of discussion about how well they've been playing and scoring fantasy-wise. Don't sleep on Pittsburgh, man. They might be one of the top one or two defenses this week, taking on a team in Arizona that has been injured a lot lately. Arizona's not super turnover prone. Pittsburgh thrives on turnovers. That's going to be the one catch here. But I like Pittsburgh, their defense this week, which means I don't like Kyler Murray this week.
When you look at fantasy, because you're all about this stuff. When you look at fantasy and you see these tough matchups that you have this week, you know, with big quarterbacks,
okay,
Drew Brees against the 49ers,
sure,
Mahomes going against the defense in New England. How do you assess those quarterbacks when they have big matchups, or even like a Russell Wilson this week against LA?
Drew Brees is more of a guy that I would take a long look at, because we've seen him really slow down at times, like against Atlanta and some of those. Even in Mahomes' bad games, he's still scoring as a top 10 quarterback. His last 2 weeks, they've been grinding it out, so he hasn't put up a lot of points and a lot of numbers, still doing well as a fantasy quarterback, so I don't have a problem with Mahomes against the Patriots. Plus, I've got history on my side. I've watched Mahomes the last year he played him twice, both times went over 30-some points. One time he went over 40 points against the Patriots. The other time he went 30, and most of it was in the second half. So like he'll put points on the board against New England. The one that I worry about a little bit is Drew Brees. But like if you're in a PPR league, for example, I'm not worried about Michael Thomas. He'll be just fine.
No, he's gonna get.
He's gonna still catch 8 passes. It might be 8 for 80, and you hope for a touchdown. But he's still gonna get his points. But Brees, you know, the thing about Brees that I like in that matchup, and I haven't seen many people talk about this, is the Niners are fantastic in run defense. So that means around the goal line, I actually think it's going to be a big Brees to his tight end or Brees to Michael Thomas to score points in the red zone. I think that's what they're going to have to go to. So I actually like that a little bit more than from a fantasy perspective for Brees. I know on ESPN they have him down at 16. I would actually have him somewhere around like
12.
12, yeah. Like he's a 12. Questionable start. Let's go to the phone lines. Jerry calling in. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
Hey.
Happy Thursday.
You too, buddy.
Hey, is Thielen still out?
You want to hear? Okay, so I have Thielen, so I can tell you all about Thielen. Yesterday, the Vikings went through a walkthrough. That is a non-padded, we're going to walk through practice, kind of walk through some of our plays. Okay. Here's what we're looking for. He sat that out.
Okay, so he's not going to play.
That's a bad sign. You're going to want to pay attention. Tomorrow is going to be the day that you'll find out. If he's a full participant Friday, then he's got a hell of a shot to play. But it's going to be a Friday thing for him. So just check that. If I see anything, I'll try to post it on Facebook for you, man.
That'd be great. Okay, hey, bud. What about the New England running back, White?
I think he's going to have it, especially in a PPR league. I think you can lock him up for 8 catches for like 80-some yards and a touchdown. The Chiefs have struggled most of the season with running backs catching passes out of the backfield. And also they've excelled at pressuring quarterbacks, which means Tom Brady's going to be throwing to his running back a lot.
All right. Hey, you guys have a great day.
Yep. Appreciate it.
Jerk.
No, it's a PPR-wise, I think Edelman and White are great plays this week. Sony Michel is a solid play for them as well. I think game script is going to take away Sony Michel because I really think the Chiefs are going to score like 38 points on him. I really do.
Possible.
But it's going to, because I think they're going to air this thing out the whole game. Kansas City's going to come out of this thing. You might even see Tariq Hill have a, Tariq Hill and Mecole Hardman are going to be getting, I bet you between the two of the guys, I bet you between Tariq Hill and Mecole Hardman, they have 3.5 is what I'd put the carries, running back carries.
Wow.
Out of them. I think those two are going to have some opportunities.
I got a fantasy football question for you. Jordan Veezy, is he a good play this week?
For which team is he with?
Washington.
That's right.
He's the guy that got signed from the Kaepernick camp.
Yeah. No, he's not.
I know.
I was like, who the hell is this guy?
Trick question.
I'm thinking to myself, on the Miami Dolphins probably?
Who is
this? Is this that white running back for the Dolphins that's been scoring all the points? If you've watched him, he's fun to watch. Mm-hmm. He's a try-hard guy, runs good routes, that kind of stuff. Let's go to running backs. Who do you like?
Here's a guy, again, going a little lower here. I like Aaron Jones this week for the Packers.
Yes.
Against Washington. They're the 27th ranked rushing defense in the league. This is one of those games where I could see the Pack not going all out with a Rodgers aerial attack and things like that and game managing this. And I would fully expect Aaron Jones to go over 100 and probably score.
All right, I'm going to tell you some music to your ears, Bill Hooks. This is going to be Saquon Barkley week.
Let's go!
He's been bad for the last like 3 weeks. He's got Eli Manning back. If there's one thing Eli Manning likes to do, it's throw the ball at Saquon Barkley. I think he's going to get a bunch of catches in this game and have himself a really good day. Some of the other guys to look at that I think could have some big days. Keep an eye on with Seattle, their two running backs. Mm-hmm. I feel completely fine starting both of their running backs. Chris Carson's been getting a ton of carries. I think he'll be just fine in your league. He's definitely a solid flex option for anybody. But if you're in the playoffs, I have no problem starting him.
Yep. Also, do you expect Derrick Henry to continue the run?
Oh, of course.
Right?
At Oakland.
Yes.
He'll have himself a good game.
He'll continue. He has quietly gotten almost to 1,200 yards.
Oh, no.
It seems quiet, doesn't it?
Give me a hard fade on Mark Ingram the second in Baltimore. That Buffalo defense is really good, and they run. It's hard to run on. I will hard fade on that Buffalo defense because of the Buffalo defense on Mark Ingram this week. A couple other names to take a look at. How do you feel about Tevin Coleman in San Francisco? Because last week he was supposed to be the guy to tote the rock and get a bunch of carries.
But he was not.
But Mostert was the guy who got all the carries and all the yards in that
game. Yeah, you know, I'm shying away from him just because, again, it's starting to feel like this in San Fran the last couple of weeks. It's starting to feel like it does in New England, right? When they had this, would they have a trio of running backs, mm-hmm. right? You have Coleman, who's the guy you just met?
Breda, Mostert.
And, yeah, but yep. It's, again, I'm off Coleman. With that, because I can't trust it right now in San Fran to put a running back in.
Couple other guys to look at. I was just getting asked about Philip Lindsay in Denver. He's been getting a lot of totes lately. They're playing at Houston. I expect Houston to be able to slow him down. I'm not a huge Philip Lindsay guy, especially with the question that came in. He had three guys that I would put in my top 10 for running back plays this week. A couple other guys to look at. Josh Jacobs, still play him, but know that he's going to have a tough sledding against Tennessee this week. Tennessee does a nice job down there. And then I am fully happy starting either Melvin Gordon or Austin Eckler at running back. I think this week they're both going to do very well, especially in a PPR with Austin Eckler. Let's slide over to wide receivers. As far as wide receivers go, let's get rolling on this one. I told you, fear not about Tyreek Hill or Michael Thomas. They'll be just fine. I actually expect Tyreek Hill, who had 5 catches for 55 yards last week, to have a big week against. I think he's going to have a really big week against this Patriots team. And it might be volume. It might be a lot of quick hitting, fast stuff to get it in his hands and get him going. Wouldn't surprise me. A lot of trailing across the field, that kind of stuff. I think Tyreek Hill's going to be the focal point of the passing offense, and keep an eye on him. And by the way, part of that is because the best cover corner for the Patriots, Gilmore, is a big guy.
He
goes against the bigger receivers. He's really good against bigger receivers. Tyreek Hill is not a big receiver. He's a lightning fast one that's really a really tough matchup.
A guy I like, he has been consistently Trubisky's number one target all year long, and it's been Allen Robinson. Mm-hmm. I expect him to target Robinson a lot tonight to try to get Trubisky going a little bit, maybe getting Dave Montgomery off the snide a little bit. But I like Allen Robinson against that secondary because that's the weak part of the Dallas defense. It's the secondary.
A couple guys, too, that I like. DeVante Parker's been on fire, on absolute fire for the last 3 weeks. I think it's going to continue against the Jets. And then Keenan Allen also has been on fire recently, especially in PPR formats. He should do a really nice job at Jacksonville and be able to get some catches for you there. A guy that I'm nervous about. Can I give you a guy I'm nervous about? Odell Beckham Jr. You're playing Cincinnati. That should be a great matchup for you.
He went out last week, didn't he?
Yes, and Cincinnati gives up chunk yardage. I actually think Landry's the guy to own in this game. In the passing offense, Odell Beckham has just not fit in that offense. So I'm not a huge guy on Odell Beckham this week. And then Steph Diggs against Detroit should have a big game.
Yeah, because he's, you know, I mean, if Thielen is out, definitely.
Curtis Samuel for Carolina is a good play this week. He's been putting together some really good games. Keep an eye on him. And McLaurin, who's been really good all season, I am not playing him with the Redskins because, well, quarterback play has not been all that great, and he's not getting a ton of passes. Let's move down to tight ends. Who do you like this week?
The guy I continue to like, just because Thielen being out, man, Kyle Rudolph has been darn good in the last 4 weeks. 3 catches, 4 catches, 5 catches, 4 catches, but he's scored in every game.
Nice. Give me as much of Jack Doyle as a human can possibly get with the Colts. I think Jack Doyle is a great play. Why is that funny?
When you say Doyle, I just go back to the movie Major League.
Oh, I was thinking O'Doyle rules.
Yeah.
Zach Ertz, by the way, Philadelphia, he's been injured off and on, but they're playing the Giants. I think he's a good play there. So he's a guy that should get you a lot. And Hunter Henry with the Chargers has been a really consistent fantasy option.
Mm-hmm.
I like him as well. So keep an eye on some dude named Noah Fant. He's been getting a lot of targets. Man, that was a fun day today.
It was fun. Quick, man.
Yes. Very, very quick. Very
quick. Neo's in tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh, me too. You're in so much trouble, Hooks. I'm out.
That's how my boy Theo will be here.
It's going to be a Hooks show. Hooks and Neo. Woo, Neo and friends. He's in first place in our fantasy league. Just let Neo talk about fantasy football.